The memory spiked of how he'd said he didn't respond well to ultimatums. I felt like it was okay to ask, like he wanted me to. Which was?
Get down on one knee, or get the hell out of her life. I don't think she expected that to go the way it did. When it was over for me, it was over. I cut her completely out. 12 years gone, like they meant nothing, and...
He struggled to finish.
That hurt us both.
I couldn't even imagine. I'd had a few bad breakups, but to burn 12 years? Both of them would carry scars from it. He set his drink down and shrugged out of his jacket, hanging it in the open closet by the door. His fingers undid the tie at his neck and then left it open when he returned to his champagne.
Since we're doing all this sexy talk about exes,
he said,
can I ask about the guy at the club? The one who showed up at your place?
I told you, he was never my boyfriend.
But there's more there.
Blake and I've been friends for years, and occasionally one of us would want more, and it always worked out that the other person was unavailable.
He said he loved you, and that you told him you loved him.
His rich brown eyes evaluated me. I did. On New Year's Eve, when I was wasted and lonely.
Was it true?
Why did it matter? Maybe? Yeah, but it's not true anymore. I think he only said it to stop me from going into the club.
I'm glad he wasn't able to.
Logan's face was intense and had a gravity I couldn't resist. Me too. He moved to the air conditioner and turned the temperature down so the unit kicked on, blowing cool air on us. You think it's warm in here? I was kind of cold.
I don't want you to get too hot again,
he said.
And I'd like to take my time, being highly inappropriate tonight, if that's all right with you.
I felt my face heat. I'll allow it. But he moved back to where he'd been leaning on the desk, rather than coming to me.
Good. Strip.
The temperature in the room rose. My breath quickened with his command. I stood on my feet and finished my champagne, setting it on the end table with a quiet thud. My hands went to the side of my dress and dragged the zipper pull down painfully slowly, my gaze fixed on his. The lights? I was more curious than worried. The glass of champagne seemed to go straight to my head.
We'll leave them on.
I pulled the strap off my shoulder and the dress came down, exposing my bare breasts. I pushed it over my hips and it fell, the satin lining caressing me as it went. There was a steady rise and fall of his shoulders as his gaze wandered over my curves. I had on a simple pair of black cotton panties. Without a boyfriend for the last 2 years, sexy lingerie hadn't made the budget. He went to the far side of the bed and pulled down the comforter so only the sheets were left before returning to his spot.
On the bed, now.
What did he have planned? I gathered the pillows up in a pile and sat on the cool sheets with the pillows at my back.
I want to watch you touch yourself.
My breath caught. You do, huh? Where?
Wherever you want.
I started with my breasts, because honestly, I knew he wanted a show. If this were for me, a private alone time kind of thing, I'd head straight downstairs. I filled my hands with the weight of my breasts, my nipples already tight and hard from the air conditioning, and his inescapable gaze. My fingers danced over the soft, bare skin, and I teased myself with a pinch, pulling the nipple away and letting it snap back. The eyes on me were heavy. I could feel every move they made, especially as they followed my hand that drifted lower, all the way down until it touched the black cotton. He sat there, leaning on the desk and drinking the remainder of his drink casually as my fingers continued. I opened my legs wider, bending my knees as my hand explored. I stayed over the panties, rubbing myself until a moan broke free from my lips. I wanted this to be his hand touching me, not my own. But before I could say that,
pull them to the side. I want to see how wet you've made yourself.
I swallowed an enormous breath. His words were such a turn-on. Was it possible I could get off just from the stuff he said? I wasn't wet from what I was doing. It was from his commands. My fingers hooked around the side and pulled the fabric away to expose myself to him. He exhaled and made a sound of appreciation.
Take those off and make yourself come.
What?
I want to see how you do it, so I know exactly how you like it.
I didn't mind touching myself in front of him, but that? It was so private. You know how I like it.
I'm sure there's room for improvement.
I doubted it, but slipped my fingers under the waistband and took them off, dropping them over the side of the bed. I was totally naked for him. My knees fell apart when my fingers went down over my mound to touch where I was slick and hot. It felt different when he was watching. The pads of my fingers rubbed and circled, sending pleasure sizzling across my nerves. I closed my eyes and enjoyed myself, listening to his heavy breathing over my own.
Do you only use the one hand?
He asked it, hushed, like he didn't want to disturb me. I nodded, keeping my eyes closed. Oh my God, I was embarrassingly wet.
Do you finger yourself or just rub your clit?
Why? It was hard to focus when he asked me questions. Are you taking notes? He chuckled, and then there was another noise as he shifted. I opened my eyes. He'd undone his pants and had a hand inside them, stroking himself, although I couldn't see. How is that fair? I kept touching myself lazily. You get to watch and I don't? His long fingers unbuttoned his shirt. He removed it, hung it on the back of the chair, and then his pants were off, folded on top. I believe I'm naked, sir. I rose an eyebrow at the fact he'd left his boxers on. He grinned so widely that I froze. What?
The last time you called me that was when you had a blindfold on. I liked it.
That wasn't surprising that he had liked it. That implied authority, as if he were my master. He was anything but. Sure, I took commands from him, but I was smart enough to know I held plenty of power over him. He was touching himself because of what I was doing, my effect on him. His boxers were yanked down, and his dick sprang free, hard and straight, and he wrapped a firm grip around it.
You're so fucking sexy,
he said, his gaze fixed on my fingers that were stirring faster and faster, building in intensity. I moaned and relished the compliment. He stood and came to me, his hand on top of mine, stopping it so he could put his own hand there. My moan of satisfaction turned to frustration when he stepped back. He'd run his hand between my legs to get it wet, to give himself lubrication as he jerked off. Logan,
the sooner you show me, the sooner you can have me.
Well, if that wasn't motivation, I didn't know what was. I didn't normally use two hands, and the one stayed on the outside. It never felt as good as the real thing to me, but if it could speed me along, I was all for it. My other hand walked down to join the first, then further until I could insert my finger as deep inside me as it would go. There was a sharp intake of breath.
Imagine that's my finger inside you.
Why do I have to imagine?
Go at the pace you want me to fuck you.
His hand slid back and forth on himself, his knuckles white. I did as he told me, and lying there before him, doing something I'd never let anyone else truly see, I let go. I closed my eyes and imagined his finger inside me, taking me up and up, climbing closer to the peak.
I could watch you do that all night.
No, he really fucking couldn't. Not after this morning. Oh God, I'm coming, I cried. My hands moved furiously, fingers pumping in and out. My back arched, and I cried out and collapsed back into the pillows. My orgasm hadn't subsided before he was on the bed. He knelt between my legs and ran his dick on me, drenching himself in my orgasm. Then he pressed inside me, and the second orgasm, the one that piggybacks, roared into life with his sudden connection. I threw my hands around his shoulders and clung to him, convulsing, pulsing, throbbing. He moved slowly, stroking me from the inside, prolonging the enormous pleasure, until it ebbed. Not that I'm complaining, I whispered when I had my breath back. But what about the rain check?
Don't worry, we'll get there.
His devious expression gave me another aftershock. He grabbed a handful of pillows from behind me and tossed them aside, so I was flat on my back, him up on straightened arms. He moved, grinding his hips into mine. Electric shocks flashed through my sensitive body. His handsome face had that seductive smile on it.
I want your hands.
I dragged them down his arms, loving the feel of the strong muscles beneath his flesh. He took my hands in his, lacing our fingers together and pressed them above my head, holding them to the mattress. He leaned forward and brought our lips together. My eyes would have gone wide if that was possible, but it wasn't. They closed under his silent command. Under the power of this kiss. Tonight, Logan wanted to make love. He withdrew almost completely and then sank back into my body, which welcomed his every gentle intrusion. I drew a line on his lips with my tongue, begging to taste him. Yes, I whimpered. Yes. He hadn't asked me a question, and yet I'd give him whatever he wanted. I shifted to meet him, eager, drowning in my desire for him and in the passion of the moment. It had never felt this good. It could have been hours or just minutes. I lost all track of time when his mouth was on mine and he was moving deep inside. I writhed beneath him. My soft cries of pleasure were muted by his unrelenting kiss. He stilled and shifted over me, withdrawing and trailing kisses down my chest. Where are you going? I demanded, even though it was obvious. I wasn't one to usually turn that down, but now it was cruel torture to tease me with his lovemaking and take it away. His fingers spread me open to his intimate kiss, and I jerked up onto my elbows. Logan, please, I cried. My hand curled under his chin to try to bring him back to me.
You don't like this?
His deep voice rumbled from in between my thighs. He fucked me with his mouth, his tongue fluttering on my flesh, and heat raced outward from it. Oh, I moaned when he pressed his face into me, nuzzling me and causing me to collapse flat on my back. I was utterly conflicted. His mouth was indecent, and holy shit, I didn't want him to stop. Yet I worried that when he returned, he'd change, he'd adopt a new style, he'd have a new way to satisfy me, and I didn't want that. Come back to me, I said in a breathy voice. Make love to me. He lifted his head in startled surprise, so I seized it and pulled him up. His hard body slid over mine. His wet lips returned to my lips, and he nudged me with his dick, slipping into me with a groan of pleasure. In the pit of my stomach, desire tightened like a vice. His hand was warm and tight on my hip, and his other held my face to his kiss. Longing for each of us to reach our end poured out, seeping everywhere, blurring the lines for me. What I'd asked him to do was dangerous. The romance of the wedding, the glass of champagne, it all had a powerful, drugging, manipulating effect.
Open your eyes.
This demand from him sounded much like a plea. His dark, beautiful eyes were hypnotic. I fought the swell of pleasure that threatened to consume. He eased a hand behind my knee and guided me to open my legs wider, to lift the knee high around his waist. It was so he could bend a knee, and the hand on my hip slid under my body, tilting me so I could feel everything. His chest dragged over my hardened nipples, edging me closer to overload.
I can't stop thinking about you,
he whispered, his eyes watching mine. I stayed silent, unable to form thought. Every second I remained beneath him, fighting to drag air into my body and keep my eyes open, forced my climax closer and closer until I felt like it was on top of me and not him. The glide of his body in and out of mine became too much. My skin was covered in goosebumps, but I wasn't cold. He'd set me on fire. Every inch of his skin covered my skin, and it was tingling the moment before my orgasm descended on me. Logan! I cried out, digging my nails into his flesh. Oh, holy fucking shit! The explosion inside my body rocked my foundation and threatened to tear me apart. He kept moving, which meant the damn thing kept getting better and better, changing and intensifying. He was hard as steel inside me, while the tongue in my mouth was softer than velvet. Things were out of control now, and I let it take over. I jolted in his arms and broke the kiss, moaning shamefully loud when I finally reached what I thought was the peak, until he jerked. His whole body seized, pouring into me in spurts, everyone better than the last. He slammed his lips over mine roughly, but I'm not sure who exactly he was trying to keep quiet, because he'd grown loud when I had, matching my intensity. He slid inside me so deeply on the final thrust it might have hurt, but I was too lost in ecstasy to care. We lay still for a long time afterward, and I could feel his heartbeat slow to a normal rhythm, with our chests pressed together. He rose onto an elbow and brushed my hair out of my eyes, then kissed me deeply.
"So yeah," he said, "that was the best orgasm of my life."
The corners of my mouth turned up in a smile. I'm familiar with the feeling.
I'd been cringeworthy loud.
"Please tell me none of your family is staying on this floor, or in this hotel." He laughed and rolled onto his side, folding me into his arms.
"I'd tell you that you shouldn't have said my name, but I love it when you do. I love it even more when you're screaming it."
Chapter 15. He woke me up by running his hands over my waist, down a hip, pushing the sheets out of his way. I was on my side, facing away from him.
"What time is it?"
My voice was heavy with sleep.
"A little after 9.
"Did you already get up and run?"
"No,"
he said, spooning me.
"It's a rest day."
His hard dick pressed into me.
"I was resting,"
I murmured. "You don't feel like you want to rest." He slid his dick between my thighs, nudging me.
"I'm still in bed."
He kissed my neck, and his tongue worked upward until it traced the edge of my ear. His hand closed around my breast, massaging me before venturing down.
"Do you want me?"
His fingers slipped in my folds. It was a ridiculous question, of course I did. He knew it was true since I was already wet for him.
"Yes."
There was little foreplay. He buried himself inside, taking me from behind. I laced my hands on top of his and clung to him as he held me, fucking me slowly. But this wasn't going to be lovemaking this morning, I could tell right away.
"I want you to be totally quiet when you come,"
he said. He'd just told me last night that he loved it when I screamed his name, so why?
"In case I want to do something like this to you someplace public."
The shiver down my body flooded me with warmth. "Where?"
"Nowhere,"
he teased.
"If you can't stay quiet."
It was like he threw himself into second gear, and I gasped. His hand, with mine still wrapped over it, moved so it could rub right above where we were joined.
"Shh,"
he whispered.
"You can be quieter."
I loved a challenge, and forced myself to eat my moans of pleasure. When I was successful, he took it to third gear, and I squeezed down on the hand that touched me.
"Yes, Evie."
His hushed words made me bite my lip.
"I have to make you come hard to make sure we'd be safe to try it. What if I want to fuck you in the backseat of my car during your lunch break?"
Great. Now I was going to be turned on thinking about the parking garage beneath the office. I eased my grip on him, breathing heavy. His thrusts became harder, urgent, but he stayed quiet too. The slap of his skin against mine and the faint squeak of the mattress frame were the only noises over our labored breathing. I could tell he was close, because I was close.
"Are you going to be quiet for me?"
My eyes closed so I could focus.
"Yes, sir,"
I said, knowing it wasn't exactly fighting fair by saying that. He inhaled sharply, like he was mutually pleased and displeased. The hand was gone from me, and wet fingers shoved into my mouth.
"Suck these off."
The dick flexed inside me when I closed my lips around them, tasting myself. I sucked on them hard, and the moan escaped my lips before I realized what happened.
"Come on, you're not even trying."
The fingers returned to my clit, rubbing me furiously, almost as furiously as he pounded into me. I clutched at the sheets, clawing at them, finding something to cling to. He took short, shallow breaths.
Better.
I pressed backward, meeting his thrusts while managing to stay silent. The desire swelled and sank its claws in, taking hold. I pressed my lips together and arched my back, my legs squeezing shut tightly so I could ride the orgasm with him deep inside. A whimper was the only sound I couldn't contain as he hurled me over the edge into bliss. I was deathly quiet, even when my insides were screaming.
I knew you could do it. Now it's my turn, he said.
It only seemed fair to make it difficult for him.
Are you going to come hard in my pussy?
You know I will.
His words rolled over my skin, sinful. I needed something else.
Your cock feels so good inside me.
That only earned a slightly deeper breath. I'd have to find something even dirtier. And I went with the first thing that popped in, something I should have thought about before it was out of my mouth.
I want you to fuck me in the ass.
He froze.
No?
I searched for a way to backtrack. Is that what I wanted? He'd certainly said he did yesterday, and I had liked what he'd done in the shower. There was a reason it had been the first thing to come to mind. I knew eventually I was going to let him have me there. I was going to want to try it. He was so good at everything else, how could he not be good at that? My lips trembled.
If you want to, we could try it,
I said, and then held my breath while I waited for his response. He resumed fucking me at a steady pace.
I do.
His hand had moved to hold tight on my hip, and now it moved again, abandoning me. I glanced over my shoulder to see him slide his thumb in his mouth and then down between my back. His hand parted my cheeks to touch me, his wet thumb probing.
You want me to put my cock in here?
He put pressure on my asshole. I tried to sound confident.
Yes.
His body shuddered beside me with anticipation.
I'm afraid this will have to do for now, you dirty girl.
He slipped his thumb just inside.
I need to get a few things that might help. I want you to enjoy it your first time.
A mixture of relief and unexpected disappointment coursed through me. Just like signing the contract, once I had agreed to it, I'd gotten a thrill of excitement about doing something that should have made me terrified. His dick continued to slam into me while his thumb penetrated further. I was crazy and frantic. He took huge gulps of air as his orgasm neared. The hand was gone from inside me. It grabbed my waist and yanked me back into him, so the warm skin of his chest was against me. A quiet sigh came from him, and then, as he came, he sank his teeth into the back of my neck. Painfully. It made me gasp. The teeth were gone instantly, and his mouth moved over the bite mark I was sure he'd left there.
Are you okay?
He said, quiet and strained.
I didn't mean to hurt you.
His arms went around me in an embrace, and I hooked my hands on his forearms.
I'm okay.
Apparently you're better at that than I am.
It seems like we both passed your test. He turned me in his arms, revealing the amoral expression on his face.
You won't have to be quiet tonight.
Tonight? Good God, he was a machine. His kiss drugged me.
Come over to my place for dinner. We'll try whatever you want to.
I swallowed a breath. He dropped me off at my place, walking me to the front door of my apartment building. Such a gentleman, who had less than gentlemanly intentions for later. He wouldn't tell me what supplies he needed to get when I'd asked on the car ride back into the city. As I fished my keys out of my purse, he put a hand on the small of my back.
Evie.
His voice was odd, uneven.
Thanks for going with me yesterday.
I froze into his statue under his intense gaze. I'd never seen him look unsure before. His eyes drifted from mine to look vacantly through the glass entryway.
It was hard seeing her again,
he said,
but it would have been a lot worse if you weren't there.
Oh. The keys in my hand stabbed me as I clenched them into a fist. It was shocking seeing him with his walls down, even just a little.
You're welcome.
Logan's admission flooded me with warmth, knowing I'd helped ease an uncomfortable situation. His sincere eyes met mine.
I had a really good time.
Me too.
It barely made it out of my mouth. He closed the distance between us and claimed me in a kiss that was full of passion. It was over too quickly, but I think that was his intent, to leave me hungry for more, to come back to him ready tonight.
See you later,
he said with a smirk. I spent the afternoon paying bills and submitting bids on a freelance design website. Occasionally, someone would accept my bid, and I'd increase my income that month by a few $100s. It was helpful in keeping my head above water. At 4, I decided to stop putting it off any longer. I flopped down on my worn couch and called Blake.
I wasn't sure I was going to hear from you again,
he said.
I'm glad you called. I wanted to apologize, but I wasn't sure if calling you would make things worse.
How are you? I asked.
I feel like a fucking idiot. I don't really remember a whole lot, except that I was beyond wasted. I made an ass out of myself, and I think your boss was there.
My boyfriend, I corrected. His name's Logan.
Oh, yeah.
The line was quiet for a moment.
Is he a good guy, Evie? Because...
I sighed. Don't get judgy on me.
I'm not. I want to make sure he deserves you.
He sounded sincere. I think so. I wasn't sure what kind of conversation I could have with Blake now. We used to feel comfortable talking about anything, and now it was painfully awkward. I like him.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Calling him hadn't been a great idea. I struggled to find something else to say. Where are you staying since you and Amy called it quits? It was deathly quiet. Had the call dropped out? I looked at the screen on my cell phone and it said we were still connected. Blake?
She took me back.
Oh, did she? I shouldn't have cared. I had a boyfriend I'd just spent the weekend having all kinds of sex with. Blake was my friend. Shouldn't I want him to be happy? Despite all that, it got under my skin. Oh. That was literally the only thing I could say. It made me wonder what exactly she'd been told. If I'd found out the man I loved was running around telling another woman he loved her, I certainly wouldn't be taking him back. Maybe Amy was more forgiving and understanding than I was.
I told her about New Year's Eve and how I panicked outside that place and tried to stop you.
My face heated with anger. You told her what I did?
No, not really. I told her that you were doing something risky for money. She assumed it was like a medical thing.
Great. The way Blake had described it, it could also have sounded like I'd taken up selling drugs.
I told her how confused I was, and she said to leave and don't come back until I'd figured it out.
So you got sloppy drunk, came over, got rejected, and went back to her?
No, I got sloppy drunk, came over, got rejected, and sobered up. Then I made my choice. I asked her to marry me.
Once again, I shouldn't have had the reaction I did, but shit, I'd been in love with him. My heart raced in my chest. And she said?
No. Ask her again later, like she was a magic eight ball or something.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah. I love her, Evie.
Good. My voice was tight. I've always liked her.
Can you do me a favor and apologize to Logan for me? I can't remember if I took a swing at him or if I just wanted to. I was a fucking mess that night.
Eventually, the tension eased when we talked about other things, and he dropped the second bombshell on me. He'd called Peyton and apologized for what he'd said outside the club. She'd failed to mention that to me when we'd gone dress shopping. Why? We hung up and I lost track of time, and before I knew it, it was 6. I was supposed to be at Logan's at 6:30, and what a shock, I was going to be late. I sent him a text letting him know I was on my way from the back of a cab. I should have taken the bus, but this was faster. My brain again felt like spaghetti. I'd woken up in Logan's arms this morning after making love last night, so why the hell was I thinking about Blake? As the cab turned off of Lakeshore Drive, I succumbed to my anxiety about what I'd offered this morning, and that cleared out my brain quick. The thrill and tension returned, wrapping its fingers around me until I was gripped tightly. I knocked on his door, and it swung open a moment later. He was on the phone, but gave me a smile and stepped back to let me come in.
Okay,
he said to whomever he was talking to.
Evie just got here, so I need to get off.
His eyes were wicked with innuendo.
Yeah, will do.
He said goodbye and hung up, shoving his phone into his back pocket. Hands rested on his hips and he glanced me up and down, curious.
You changed clothes.
There was playfulness in his words.
Why?
What does someone wear on an occasion such as this? Whatever it was, I did not own it. I knew because I had searched every inch of my closet. I changed into a pair of jeans and my black open-toed pumps with a black tank top. Over that, I had a sheer heather gray shirt with an asymmetrical neckline that hung off of one shoulder. This kind of felt like a date, I said. His eyes warmed, and the corners of his mouth twitched into another smile. He hadn't changed from this morning, but he still looked damn good. The navy blue t-shirt hung close to his lean form, and below, faded jeans and bare feet.
Are you ready to eat?
On the stove, a pot boiled, sending tendrils of steam into the air. The smell of garlic was faint, but delicious. You cook, boss? I had assumed we'd order out.
I can make a few things that are edible, yes.
It smells good. What is it?
Pasta.
Okay. I set my purse down on the counter, which he picked up and put in the entryway closet. You realize that pasta is a vague descriptor?
Pasta with meat. Does that help?
His face was unreadable. I have no idea if you're kidding. It's impossible to tell with you sometimes. He smiled, amused.
Chicken pesto and penne pasta.
I'm allergic to pine nuts. His grin froze.
You are?
His gaze went to the skillet beside the boiling pot, where I could see the chicken sautéing in the pesto sauce. It was kind of fun to watch him derailed, but I didn't let it last too long. No, not really. Oh, I could see in his eyes that he both did and didn't like that. He came to me and leaned in for a kiss, and at the last second pulled away, denying me. He hadn't lied. The meal he'd cooked was good. It wasn't some special family recipe or anything crazy fancy, but it was good. Of course it was. He seemed to be good at almost everything. We chatted about random things, movies and music, discovering where we had similar tastes and teasing when we found the other person's likes didn't match our own. The sun's journey had brought it low in the sky, and the room was full of warm, amber-colored light. I tried to help clean the dishes, but he'd rather do it himself. He was so particular. When the last item had been put away and his kitchen had returned to full order, he set his attention on me. The air in the room was thick and difficult to breathe. I asked on a hesitant voice, get the supplies you needed?
Yes.
He went to the freezer and pulled out a bottle of some sort of golden liquid, setting it on the counter. Tequila? Seriously? I asked, kind of annoyed. He gave me an indecent look, one that said he wasn't joking. Two shot glasses appeared from somewhere, and there were lime wedges and a plastic bag pulled from the fridge. These are your supplies?
There are other supplies in my bedroom.
His face was abruptly serious.
I think this will help you relax and like it, but...
He struggled to put what he wanted to say into words.
I don't want to take advantage of you. I don't want you to do something you don't want to, or just because you think I want to.
I stared at the bottle, where condensation was already frosting the sides. I understood what he was saying. Don't worry, boss. If I don't like it, you'll hear about it. He unscrewed the cap and poured us each a shot. I picked it up in one hand and readied the lime in the other.
Well then, bottoms up,
he said, straight-faced. I knocked mine back and bit into the lime, my eyes shut tight as the liquid burned down my throat. Ugh. He raised an eyebrow as he poured a second shot for me, amused at my lightweight, girly reaction. I should warn you, Me and Tequila usually aren't friends in the morning. I slammed the second one, making an even louder noise of disgust this time. One more should do it, I said, holding out the glass for him to fill. He took a breath like he was debating it, so I grabbed the bottle from him and poured it myself. The deep brown eyes studied me as I struggled to get the last one down without gagging. I felt like I had to explain. I don't like to fail either. Hands were on my hips, drawing me close against his chest.
You can't fail at this, Evie. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. That's all it would be.
His head bent so his lips could brush mine and ignited the desire inside me like lighting a matchstick. I filled his mouth with my tongue, desperate to get started, but he could sense my anticipation, so of course he wanted to draw it out.
Go into the bedroom.
His command was on a hushed breath, but authoritative all the same.
Take off everything except for those shoes and wait for me on the bed.
He feathered a kiss into the side of my neck.
Wait for me on your hands and knees.
His embrace was gone in an instant, and I almost fell over. He left me standing there with my mouth hanging open so he could clean up the glasses and put his supplies away.
Go, Evie,
he said, firm. Chapter 16. My heart raced as my shoes clip-clopped their way into the bedroom. As I stared at the bed, nervous waves traveled through me. I could do this. The tequila would help me through. I pulled both shirts over my head at the same time and cast them on the chair in the corner, the one I had hoped to interrogate him from a week ago. My clothes came off quickly. Shedding them was easier than my trepidation. I slipped the shoes back on once my jeans were removed. I walked across the bed on my hands and knees, unsure of what to do now. He hadn't given me any directions other than to wait. I positioned myself so when he came in, he'd see my round cheeks waiting for him, and so I could look out the window. The rose-colored light bounced off the nearby, shorter buildings, reflecting the sunset on the water of Lake Michigan. I waited. And waited. There was no sound from the other room, forcing me to think about what was going to happen when he finally came in. Would we go straight to it, or would we mess around first? He'd said he had more supplies in here, but the tops of his dresser and nightstand were bare. As I waited, I got tipsy off the tequila and the situation. Totally naked, well, other than the shoes, waiting for him like a servant. It made me insane and needy and so fucking turned on. Logan, I said loudly, are we going to do this or what? Bare feet. I'd forgotten that without shoes on, he could move around without making much noise. He set his palms on my hips and drew me backward, backward onto his face. Oh, shit, I mumbled. His tongue licked me, circling where I was swollen and aching for him.
Your pussy tastes even better than it looks.
His intimate kiss was invasive and mind-numbing. More. I wanted more. The tequila was kicking in now, and I rocked my hips against his face, positioning myself exactly how I wanted it.
Do you want to see the other supplies I bought today?
As soon as the words were out of his mouth, it returned to me, fucking me. Not if you have to stop doing what you're doing, I moaned. There was a chuckle, the same half-laugh I'd heard when I called him sir at the club. A drawer squeaked open, and he rummaged around, but his mouth stayed on me, thank God. I was getting close to my first of what I hoped would be several orgasms tonight when he started tossing items down in the bed beside me. A bottle of lube, batteries, a simple white vibrator still in its plastic package. Leather handcuffs.
We don't have to use all or any of it if you don't want to.
My brain was foggy with lust. All I could focus on was the tongue lashing at me, the mouth sucking at the knot between my legs. His hot mouth made its journey to the back, and I exhaled loudly.
Do you own a vibrator?
The tongue slipped down, plunging into my entrance. I haven't had a boyfriend in 2 years, I said, and I live alone. I could have just brought mine.
Maybe I want you to have your own here so I can use it on you whenever I want.
In my drunkenness, I laughed. That's the kind of relationship we had. I'd have a spare vibrator at his place before I had a spare toothbrush. As soon as the laugh was out, he eased a finger inside me and I grew serious. The finger moved deliberately and unhurried, even as I writhed on the bed, eager to find release that was only a breath away.
Shit, don't stop,
I said. It was crazy, the command he held over my body. Why the hell did I say anything? Of course he did exactly what I didn't want him to do. His hand was gone, and I heard him straighten.
Get over here. I'm gonna fuck that dirty mouth you've got.
I turned over my shoulder to see the dark, nasty expression that waited for me. I scrambled over the bed and rose onto my knees. My hands flew to his belt buckle and hurried to undo it, and then the fly of his jeans. He didn't help me. Instead, he shed his shirt. His hands pulled me from the bed. A second later, the jeans and boxers were bunched at his ankles.
On your knees,
he ordered in a dark, powerful voice. In a second, my knees were buried on the plush carpet. I would only allow him to do this, to put his hand on my head and push me toward his crotch, demanding I give him pleasure. Fuck, it was hot. I opened my mouth and took the damp head of his dick inside, rolling my tongue over the ridge. I slipped it in further, sucking until my cheeks hollowed out.
Look at me when you're sucking my cock.
I shuddered at his words and obeyed, opening my eyes to look up at his handsome face. The hand not holding my hair back was holding his cell phone. I drew my mouth away.
What are you doing?
Although it was obvious he was taking video.
Do you have any idea how fucking hot it is watching you go down on me?
The brown eyes left the small screen in his hand to lock onto my gaze. If I had a problem with it, he expected me to say so now. Maybe if I'd had less to drink, I might have cared, but I didn't. I could always make him delete it when I sobered up. And the idea of this video in his phone, I liked it. I locked a firm grip on the part of him that had no hope of fitting in my mouth, flicked my gaze back up to him, and tried to give the greatest blowjob I'd ever given.
Fuck yes. You like the way that cock tastes?
He groaned, glancing at the screen and back to me. I moaned my approval. Once again, I put on a show. I shifted angles, I tried to keep my hair out of the way, and I ran my tongue down the length of him. Then I opened to his magnificent dick and let him pump it in and out of my mouth.
You're so gorgeous with your lips wrapped around my dick.
I sucked at the soft skin covering a steel bar of flesh. He was doing surprisingly well, or else my inebriation made me sloppy, because he didn't stop me or seem to get all that close like he usually did. Perhaps the phone had him distracted.
I'm going to fuck that pussy, Evie, and then I'm going to fuck that ass.
I moaned again, his dick vibrating in my mouth. There was a mechanical chime, signaling the video was shut off, and he tossed his phone onto the bed, where it slid to a stop near the center. This meant he had plans of using it again. Otherwise, he would have put it on the dresser where it would have been safer but out of reach. His hands hauled me up to stand, and our kiss was raw and wild, driving our naked bodies together. He felt hard in all the right places, and my hands were drawn to him like a magnet. I wasn't allowed to explore for very long. Rough hands turned me and shoved me down so I was bent over, face down on the bed. I was nervous and excited when his hand closed around my wrist and pulled it gently behind my back. Breath came and went in shallow bursts.
Are you interested in these?
He asked. His naked body pressed against me, skin against skin. He had my wrist held in one hand and the black leather cuffs with a metal clasp connecting them in his other. I fought against my desire and aching need, forcing myself to focus on his question. I liked being restrained. The night at the club had shown me that. But what about? His breath was warm, washing over me.
We'll take them off before we get to the new stuff.
I nodded a wobbly head. I'm game, boss. He loosened the buckle on the leather and eased my hand inside and then closed it tight. When he reached for my other wrist, I moved away. His eyes went wide with concern, thinking I was scared or had changed my mind, but then he saw the teasing smile on my lips. His hand captured my wrist easily, buckling it roughly. Then it was done. My arms were secured behind my back. I arched up off the mattress, stretching my arms behind me to touch him, but as soon as my fingers touched skin, he put a hand on my shoulder and pushed down gently. With nothing to stop me, I fell forward onto my stomach.
"Stay just like that, naughty girl."
His long fingers grabbed the batteries and packaged vibrator, and I had to lift my head and turn it the other direction to see him disappear out the bedroom doorway. It was a nice view of his naked ass, but it was gone before I could fully appreciate it. A drawer opened. There was the sound of plastic being cut open, followed by the faucet running. His large frame reappeared in the doorway, sliding batteries into the vibrator and screwing the cap back on. With a turn of his wrist, I heard the soft hum as he tested it, and then turned it back off, satisfied. It wasn't very long or thick. Logan was calculating, and he'd selected this vibrator for a reason. Maybe he didn't want me to get addicted to it, to make sure his dick was more impressive, and I'd crave it over the vibrator. If that was his reason, it was ridiculous. How on earth could I ever want a piece of plastic over him? The vibrator fell onto the comforter beside me, and he set his palms on my shoulders. Warm, damp hands trailed down my biceps, past my elbows, down until they were on the cuffs, further onto my ass, down the backs of my thighs and knees. This gentle touching, seemingly innocent while I was cuffed and waiting for him to please me, was making me insane. "Fuck me," I said, edged with desperation. He feigned reluctance.
"Oh, all right."
His dick pressed against my entrance, stretching me as he intruded. I exhaled loudly.
"It feels so good."
"When I'm inside you?"
He pushed deeper until he was buried as far as he could go.
"I agree."
The orgasm that had threatened before lurked in the shadows, and when he established a casual tempo to fuck me, the orgasm stepped onto the scene. It almost kept me from noticing he'd picked up his phone and started recording again. I was going to have to watch the video at some point. The concept of him sliding his dick in and out of me while my hands were pinned behind my back. Hot. His hips thrust into me faster, slamming against my rear and beckoning the orgasm to come closer.
"Logan,"
I cried out.
"Come for me. Come on my cock."
"I'm coming, oh shit."
Pleasure slammed into me with each of his relentless thrusts. The alcohol lowered my inhibitions enough that I didn't care how loud I was being or the fact that he was videoing such a powerful orgasm. Eventually, he slowed to a halt, but it had nothing to do with letting me recover and everything to do with the bottle of lube he scooped up, not breaking our connection. My heart raced, pounding like a hammer in my chest.
"Let's see how you like my supplies,"
he said. The phone landed with a soft thump up on his pillow, and I turned over my shoulder to watch him uncap the small clear bottle with a baby blue top. He held it high over me, letting it drip, 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 and it ran down my crack. "Oh my God," I murmured into the comforter. My cheek flattened the fabric beneath it, and I shut my eyes, enjoying the sensation. "Holy shit." He returned to fucking me, and the lube continues its slow, silky, wet path down between us and further down between my thighs. The only downside was it made a rather unsexy suction noise, but it was interrupted moments later by a hum. His arms were around me, one hand exploring the bare skin just in front of our union, and the other bringing the vibrator closer until he could set it against me. The vibration teasing my skin was sinful. My whole body sang. "Oh my God," I repeated. My brain emptied and I couldn't find anything else to say.
"You seem to like that, but what if I do this?"
The vibration began to travel. It drew a path over my hip, around the curve of my body until it was barely below the small of my back. He traced the tip of it down between my cheeks, using a hand to pull one to the side. My breath caught in my throat. That was why he'd bought a small one.
He wanted to use it there. He circled the rosy ring between my cheeks, my whole body vibrating.
Do you want the handcuffs off?
Already my arms were beginning to feel uncomfortable, but I shook my head, unable to speak. Anticipation made it impossible. He stayed inside me, unbelievably hard but unmoving. I closed my eyes shut tight and felt pressure, more pressure, and the burning sensation that was becoming familiar from the times he'd crept inside. I bit my lip. My body wanted to push back against it, to expel the intrusion, yet the indecent side of my brain whispered to wait, to let him show me something new. How much is it in? I asked.
About an inch.
What? It felt like a foot. He pushed a little further, and I inhaled a deep breath.
Does it feel better when I do this?
He began to move it back and forth, easing it almost out and then in. No, not... Wait a minute. My body stopped fighting as much with the movement, and as the vibrator gained ground, so did the concept that this could be pleasurable. That's... It kind of feels good.
Do you want me to go deeper?
I could do this. Hell, I could like this. Every small pass he made was more enjoyable than the last. Yeah. It continued like this, an inch at a time, until he had worked all 5 inches in and out of my ass. He didn't move fast, and he watched me intently for any signal to stop. I wasn't going to stop him. The complete fullness in my body wasn't like anything I'd experienced before.
Do you like it?
His voice was a whisper. I... do.
Good.
Ever so slowly, he withdrew his hard dick from within me, like he wanted me to focus on the vibrator alone. It continued to move, continued to feel better and better. He knelt behind me, his mouth working its way up the back of my thigh until it was buried in my pussy. I sighed at the feel of his tongue parting my lips, and the sigh increased to a moan when he increased the tempo. Each stroke in and out, every pass of his tongue catapulted me closer to going over the edge. If the vibrator felt this good, what about him inside me? Plus, I wanted him to get equal pleasure from what we were doing. He could tell I was close and must have read my mind.
Is this enough for tonight, or do you want to try it?
Let's keep going, I blurted out. Chapter 17. The mouth left me, and the vibrator turned off but stayed deep inside me. I heard him stand, and when he went to the nightstand, I saw him wipe my arousal off of his lips. What was he doing? He opened the nightstand drawer and retrieved a condom. Why do you need that? In the fading light, he looked glorious, delicious. I blinked my sluggish, tipsy eyes at him when he picked up his phone and snapped a picture. Naked in high heels, handcuffed, and a vibrator inside me. The phone fell back onto the bed, ignored as he opened the condom and rolled it on, disappearing behind me.
I'm going to need all the help I can get lasting.
The words came out slightly embarrassed. He set one hand on the small of my back. The vibrator retreated, and I scrunched my face in displeasure, not enjoying the moment it was pulled out. The hand on me moved to my wrist. The clasp holding the handcuffs together clicked, and the tension was gone as he released me. I walked my trembling hands forward over the soft, satiny fabric of his comforter, stretching them out in front of me. Needles danced over my skin as feeling returned to my arms. His skin was against mine from my backside all the way up to my shoulders. His body enveloped mine. What? Was he shaking? I shot up on my elbows, turning to look at him. What's wrong? The eyes watching me were full of concern.
I don't want to hurt you. You have to tell me to stop if that happens, not like the shower.
I softened, reached a hand behind his head and pulled it close to mine. You won't hurt me. I kissed him tenderly, and he answered it back. And then I let the tequila take control for a moment. Now stop being a pussy and do it.
I don't know what kind of reaction I was hoping for, but there wasn't one. Like, this moment wasn't playful, and he wasn't going to rise to the bait. His fingers trailed down my back, through my cheeks where I was slippery, and then they found what they were looking for. His sheathed dick was right there.
Ready?
He asked, hushed. I nodded. He nudged, pressing into me. But everything was so tense, and I was trying so hard not to shake apart that I wasn't allowing him a chance to enter.
Take a deep breath,
he whispered. When I did as asked, he moved at me more aggressively, pushing much harder and, fuck! I spat out, fire and stabbing pain where he'd gained entrance. My jaw tightened, and my hands gathered loose fabric up, clenching it into fists. My body was not pleased, but I kept a lid on it.
It'll feel better when I start moving,
he said. Then start moving. I groaned through my clenched teeth.
I have to get deeper to do that.
My discomfort made me short-tempered. Then do that, but go slow. Technically, I'd just asked for it, but his dick moved further inside and I tried to get away. The bed kept me from moving off of him and he gained further. The burning and stretching was bad. He was too big. I was going to fail at this just like I'd thought. How could someone find this remotely enjoyable? I was a heartbeat away from telling him to stop when he retracted a tiny bit and then eased back in. Like with the vibrator, his movement calmed the resistance. In and out. In deeper this time.
Fuck, Evie, fuck.
The pleasure-soaked words spilled from his mouth, and it distracted me from my discomfort further. He liked it. Knowing I gave him pleasure was such a turn-on, just like when I went down on him. His hands kneaded my flesh beneath them. One slow thrust at a time, displeasure faded and gave way to a new sensation. Enjoyment. Satisfaction. I wasn't failing. Every movement was success, a little victory, and that allowed me to start to find pleasure. It was taboo and forbidden, and I was doing it.
Does it hurt?
He asked. No. It wasn't a lie. It didn't hurt now. He sighed, his body relaxing as it was flooded with what I assumed was relief.
Can you take a little more?
More? I reached a hand behind me and my breath left in a frustrated burst. He was barely inside. How was that even possible? Okay, the tequila said, but I kind of wish you weren't so big right now. Apparently he was not in the mood to joke because he froze.
You want me to stop?
No, no. I leaned back into him, letting it slip further inside. Don't stop. His hips resumed their deliberate movement. I let my cheek press into the comforter, my eyes falling closed, trying to find the pleasure when he invaded deeper still. Since my eyes were shut, I didn't see him pick the vibrator up or reach it around my body so he could hold it against my clit. It was the low buzzing and the sensation against my slick skin that made my eyes pop open. Turning up the dial on the vibrator was like turning up the dial on my desire. My stuttering breath increased until I was panting. I mumbled into the comforter. It felt good. My attention was on the tingling in between my legs, not so much on the intrusion, but that was starting to feel good too.
You like that, when I put it here?
I wasn't sure what he was asking about specifically, but it didn't really matter. At this point, it was a definite yes to both the vibrator and his huge dick inside my ass. Yes, sir. He hunched over me. The hand not holding the teasing vibrator was strong on my shoulder, holding on. His lips were on the back of my neck, leaving wet, open-mouthed kisses there between his own labored breaths.